Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Data-Driven Decision-Making. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Real-World Use Cases in the Data Analytics for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the framework for making data-driven decisions, the importance of key performance metrics, KPIs, and how to analyze customer behavior using SQL. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to develop a practical framework for data-driven decision-making, identify and utilize relevant KPIs, and apply SQL to analyze customer behavior effectively. Main content framework for data-driven decision-making. Data-driven decision-making is a strategic approach that relies on data analysis to guide business decisions. The framework consists of several key components. Identify objectives. Start by defining what you want to achieve. Clear objectives help in focusing your data collection and analysis efforts. For instance, if your goal is to increase customer retention, you will need to gather data related to customer satisfaction and engagement. Data collection. Collect relevant data from various sources such as customer feedback, sales reports, and market research. Ensure the data is accurate and comprehensive to support your decision-making process. Data analysis. Use analytical tools to interpret the data. This can involve statistical analysis, trend analysis, and predictive modeling. The insights gained from this analysis will inform your decisions. Implement decisions. Based on the analysis, implement the decisions and monitor their outcomes. It's crucial to be agile and adjust your strategies based on real-time feedback and results. Review and iterate. Continually assess the effectiveness of your decisions and refine your framework as necessary. This iterative process helps in adapting to changing market conditions. Key performance metrics, KPIs, key performance indicators, KPIs, are measurable values that help organizations assess their performance against strategic goals. Selecting the right KPIs is vital for effective data-driven decision-making. Define relevant KPIs. Choose KPIs that align with your business objectives. For example, if your goal is to enhance customer satisfaction, relevant KPIs might include Net Promoter Score, NPS, and customer retention rate. Collect data for KPIs. Regularly collect and analyze data related to your KPIs. This can be done through surveys, sales data, and customer interactions. Monitor KPIs. Use dashboards or reports to visualize KPI performance. This allows for quick insights and facilitates timely decisions. Adjust based on KPI insights. If a KPI indicates poor performance, investigate the underlying issues and adjust your strategies accordingly. For instance, if customer retention rates are declining, you may need to enhance your customer service or reevaluate your product offerings. Analyzing customer behavior with SQL. SQL, structured query language, is a powerful tool for analyzing customer data. Understanding customer behavior is essential for making informed decisions that enhance customer satisfaction and drive business growth. Basic SQL queries. Familiarize yourself with basic SQL commands such as select, from, where, and join. These commands allow you to retrieve and manipulate data from your databases. Example SQL query. To analyze customer purchase behavior, you might use a query like, this query retrieves the total number of orders placed by each customer within a specified time frame, helping identify your most active customers. Advanced analysis. As you become more comfortable with SQL, you can perform more sophisticated analyses, such as segmenting customers based on their purchase history or identifying trends over time. For example, you can use SQL to determine the average order value for different customer segments, which can inform targeted marketing strategies. Data-driven insights. The insights gained from SQL queries can inform product development, marketing strategies, and customer engagement efforts. For instance, if you notice that a specific segment of customers frequently purchases a particular product, you could tailor marketing campaigns to target that group more effectively. Additionally, analyzing customer churn rates can help you identify at-risk customers and devise strategies to retain them. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the essential components of data-driven decision-making, including the framework for making informed choices, the significance of key performance indicators, and how to analyze customer behavior using SQL. By implementing these strategies, you will be better equipped to make data-driven decisions that enhance your business outcomes. In the next lesson, we will delve into practical applications of data analytics in product development, further expanding your knowledge and skills. Reflection questions: how can you identify objectives that align with your business goals for data-driven decision-making? What KPIs would be most relevant to your role, and how would you track them effectively? Reflect on a time when you used data to make a decision. What insights did you gain, and how did they influence your outcome?